Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I get the feeling that I am not muted now. What's up, you guys? Damn, I just spent 2 full minutes completely silent. Completely silent. Plug it. Oh, what a rib. So I was bragging about us being unsupervised. Denise being in Europe and everything. Somebody said I did leave a thumbs up like you said. You could tell you knew I was shilling right there. Do I want to rant again? Yeah, here's the deal. Thumbs up. Tap the bell for subscriptions. Oh, hell. Who gives a damn? It's WWE Monday Night Raw. Listen, it's at 11:10 right now anyway. I started 2 minutes early thinking like, you know what? I'll get the jump. Denise always shows up right on time, right? I'll get the jump. We'll be good. You know, like how some streamers, probably much more wisely than us, they'll do the thing where it's like, not just the countdown, but you know, they'll start the stream before the stream type of thing. And that helps conjure up viewers. It gives people time to tune in. That's basically what I just did. Man. Bash of Berlin this weekend, Mr. Santi Zap, and I did a great post-show review. FightfulSelect.com. We'll brag about that later on. Leave a thumbs up. Get your super chats and humper chats in. Our great moderator, Luis, is here. Or not here, damn it. Drew is here to help us. I give up, man. I give up. I do an hour-long solo show every week on FightfulSelect.com. But man, I get live and this one's in honor of Sid, I guess. Oh man. Did Denise mute you remotely? Yeah. Listen, let's not tell Denise about this, okay? Let's not let her know about this at all. Let's somebody says Sean had too much root beer today. Brother, I am drinking a root beer. Aaron Garcia says wrestling is awesome. My grandfather passed away from a long battle with dementia, and this Raw has, and this community has made life a little bit better. Aaron, I know this feeling all too much. I lost my grandmother, most important person in my life, to dementia a few months ago, and it is heartbreaking. And I send you my love and my condolences. Hope that you're doing okay. Man, I hate to hear this, but I hopefully that you hanging out with us brings you a little bit of comfort, as I can tell you all personally, hanging out with you guys has brought me an awful lot of comfort during a very, very tough year. people talking about the Odyssey mystery. Okay, I'll give you guys almost everything I know about this situation. So yesterday I get a text message from a trusted source that said, you should ask about Odyssey Jones. And I said, okay, regarding what? And I believe they said something like, if there has been a shift or change in the approach with him. And I said, okay. And I did a little poking around, but then today it emerges that he is removed from the WWE roster page. I asked WWE in an official capacity if he was still with the company, if there's any details they could provide. They provided no details. He was not brought to Raw. In fact, I was told he was chilling on Xbox today, playing video games. People that I talked to said that they hadn't heard from him. He was not factored into the creative today. Was not in the rundown, anything like that. So, as things stand, I don't have a firm answer on what the hell's going on with him. We're working on it. We are working on it. We did get some firm information on WWE live events, FightfulSelect.com, my friends. Best $5 in the business reported some details behind the live event schedule. So Cody posted his schedule, as he often does, right? And a lot of people were like, whoa, where's all the house shows? Because there are only two and they're the end of the month. Those are the only two United States house shows that are set for September, October, November, and December up until the holiday tour, because they do have the Orlando date that goes head-to-head with World's End. And talent haven't been told specifically that house shows are ending or anything like that, but they are going to Europe far more often. The live event business is way more lucrative overseas for WWE than it is over here. But that holiday tour isn't going anywhere. Now, the talent are very happy about this, obviously. They're very excited about it. But so far, I haven't gotten a lot of clarification from WWE, but this is something that they had thought about doing back like when the pandemic started, or before the pandemic started. They had looked into maybe slowing down the live events, and that would help, you know, control dates and all that stuff. So, like, I think that this is something that has been a long time coming. A long time coming, but talent are very happy about it. Kim Gray says, happy birthday, SRS. And Mrs. SRS, happy belated birthday to you. You and Bo share a birthday. Well, happy birthday to him as well. And thank you all for all the birthday wishes. Joseph Correa says, first time chatting in a long time. Hope you're doing well, SRS. I am. Thank you. With Julia now officially in NXT, how soon would you expect Roxanne Perez to get called up, and which show would you have her on? I think Raw would need her a bit more. They need singles contenders. Big time. Big time. And I think Roxanne Perez can do that. A lot of people looked at the Roxanne Perez stuff and they said, oh my gosh, they're turning her heel. And look at how she's done as a heel. She has killed it. She's been a natural. Now, it's easy to be like, well, why do that? Because she is such a natural baby face and she's really great at it. But man, she's going to do great. Then they're bringing in Delta. They're bringing in Stephanie whenever that visa situation is rectified and she's good to go. We'll have some more news on that on FightfulSelect.com. Coming weeks, something like that. But they're about to reload. And as a result, you need the women's division in on the main roster to reload. And let me tell you, I've got my issues with some of the booking there, but we'll get to that. I think personally Raw could use her. But I mean, like, you saw what they did with Lyra as well. Like, Lyra looked like she was on top of the world. Mick or Astro Mick says, I'm a little embarrassed to admit I've never heard of Joe Tessitore, but he's a fantastic addition to the Raw announce team. Yeah, I mean, I see some people like this fucking nut job that's in my chat right now. All due respect to him. Slow mode. Are people here watching an entirely different show tonight? Listen, man, I get it. You didn't like Joe Tessitore. To me, it was the first night that he did pro wrestling commentary, and pro wrestling commentary is unlike any other type of sports commentary. I felt like when he did the play-by-play commentary, that he did an exceptional job, especially for the first night. If you're grading that on like the curve, first night, I thought he did really, really great with the play-by-play. There were some little things like in Vince's era, you would never hear somebody say, he's on top of him. And if you ever listened to like Bruce Pritchard's podcast, he would tell you pronouns. Make sure you say Drew McIntyre is on top of CM Punk, etc. The opening segment, I was admittedly a little bit worried about. When I heard his reaction to Rhea hung upside down, I was like, not quite hitting. But then when he was calling that match, I was like, okay, that's the guy. That's a guy that we want doing this. All for that. Absolutely ready for that. Now, he'll pick up things like, you know, dead air and reusing words and things like that. Like he'll come around on that. But Team Gray says you got to give Tessitore more than one night. Yeah, absolutely got to give him more than one night for sure. Jonathan Corona says heading home now, just landed in LAX watching Raw on the airplane. And not going to lie, I think Joe did a really, really, really good job. Yeah, I thought he started rough and the play-by-play was very good. I think he's only going to get better. Listen, I've got a soft spot for him anyway because I'm a Fight Night Round 3 fanatic. Like, I almost bought a PlayStation 3, was it, recently, just to play that game again? Like, listen, if you're not playing that game and bumping the Akon track on there, I don't want anything to do with you. We need a new boxing game. I think one's coming out next month, yeah? KE775 says, did Odyssey get in trouble? Can't recall a talent just getting erased from the superstar page. So perplexing. Well, I know a lot of people were saying, well, possibly it's a glitch. It was not a glitch. It absolutely was not a glitch. I mean, unless they took him off the page, didn't bring him to Raw, and completely removed him from tonight's creative plans as a glitch.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bear Hudson says, can you please tell me what's going on with Ricky Starks and if he's under contract? How does it benefit him sitting out if he wants to go to WWE? Well, I mean, WWE would likely be interested in him in general.
because of his star power and because he's good and because he's in AEW. I mean, that's the reality of it. They have shown that interest. However, I don't know necessarily like how long is left on his deal. I've heard some conflicting things. I'm not sure Ricky knows. I think Ricky probably doesn't worry about that type of thing. Now, he says he's never turned anything down. I heard that he didn't want to beat Big Bill, but I don't know if that was something pitched to him, but he didn't see how it benefited anybody there. Ryan says, Sean, PW Insider reporting that Jason Robinson departing WWE and Michelle, I don't know who that is, got cut. Can you confirm either one of these to be true? I will confirm them, but I'm not familiar with those names. I'll have to see what their roles are within the company, and I should be able to get them confirmed by the end of the night if they have departed the company, for sure. For sure. Well, there's one thing I can confirm to you wonderful people, especially if you're in Brazil. You need to get Nord. There's no sponsor that I use more while I'm awake than NordVPN.com/Fightful. Man, this is like the Swiss Army knife, the multi-tool of applications. It does a little bit of everything. You always get a great deal at NordVPN.com/Fightful. You can listen to your favorites abroad. You can shield your data from snoops and criminals, protect yourself on public Wi-Fi, and it works on all your devices and operating systems. It doesn't end there. Change your virtual location and then get pay-per-views at a much more affordable price, TV services at a much more affordable price. You've got a password manager, a file encryption tool, threat protections, and on top of that, 24/7 tech support. So if for some reason you don't know exactly how it works, NordVPN.com/Fightful will help you learn how to do it. Check it out, NordVPN.com/Fightful. You can also get the upcoming AEW All Out pay-per-view, much more affordable price. I'll tell you where it really pays off. You don't have to get Sunday ticket at that insane price. You can just change your virtual location. Then with your provider, switch local stations and watch whatever game you want. Very handy, my friends. Rhea Ripley kicked off Raw. Dom and Liv eventually get involved. Damian makes the save. So Rhea is out there challenging Liv Morgan. She said that after beating her on Saturday, she knew that she could handle her again, which, I mean, she always knew that she could. Dominic comes out, and he's sporting a black eye, which Rhea takes credit for, and says that on behalf of Liv, he accepts the challenge. Liv ends up showing up. They hang Liv, or they hang Rhea upside down. They're attacking his leg. This is where I was like, okay. I thought Tessa Torch's call wasn't great here, but it only got stronger from there. There were heavy boos here, and I'll tell you what I like. Now, last year, I got so much shit from people who we're just being obtuse because I said, man, Dominic gets a good reaction. Why do they also pipe in boos? And I saw people say, oh, I'm here in the venue. It's real. And I'm like, oh my God, why is it this difficult to understand? So for those that don't know, WWE long has put a blanket sound over like their production, like of chatter and, you know, noise and all that stuff. More places should do it, like AEW and TNA and all these places. They should do it. But under Kevin Dunn, they would do these weird, not good sounding, piped in boos, cheers, all that stuff. Even when somebody like Dominic would get really great reactions. And I'm like, oh my God. Now, sometimes you're able to do it through the speakers, but usually they lay it in over top the broadcast. And that's why it would sound so weird, because you wouldn't know exactly how the talent there would be reacting to the in-house boos, not the fake laid over top boos. And I haven't heard of them doing that since Kevin Dunn left, which makes me very happy. Now, there was a funny one. It's so weird because people are like, no, they would never do that. Man, they did that during the Thunderdome era, for the love of God. And I would hear... I would hear about how during the pandemic, they would put louder cheers and louder boos for the people specifically that Vince wanted over more. So you can go back and look at it then too. But like, Dom has never needed that. That man has never needed that. That dude is, he's getting that reaction. He's a heat magnet and lives along for the ride as well. Now backstage, Priest says to Rhea that Finn Balor will only face him in a tag team match. And Rhea Ripley says she's got somebody in mind. You know who it is. It's Jey Uso. Later on, he gets that, or Damian Priest gets that confirmation as he had run Dominic off from another match, which we'll talk about momentarily. But Dominic was involved in an Intercontinental title tournament match, gets run off. And then eventually Rhea's like, yeah, he's down. He says yeet. And I like the element with Damian Priest and Jey Uso, because Damian's like, well, I'm glad that he said yes. Like, I'm really glad that he's on board and everything, but we got an awful lot of history, so we need to talk about this. And I thought that Jay's approach to this was very good. I thought this was really, really good, because he's like, Damian, you don't have to explain yourself. Always had respect for you, but I was you. I had no friends and nobody trusted me. And I am going to be sympathetic to a person who has been in my shoes. I made a whole bunch of bad decisions. You made a whole bunch of bad decisions. And now you've kind of understood this isn't really the way that we need to do things. So all is good. Let's get on the same page. Plus, I'm doing a solid for Rhea. I thought that was a really great way to close that logic gap, because, man, as long as this stuff makes sense, I'm probably going to like it. Like, I've got pretty low standards for enjoying stuff. I love pro wrestling, and I want it to make sense, man. And that's something they went out of their way to do. They went to make it make sense. Dream Ninja says Rhea got the biggest pops of the night, including Punk. She has to be top three overall stars in the company right now. I mean, she's up there. I don't know about top three overall. Cody, Punk, Roman. But Rhea is consistently like right up there when I see merch charts and stuff like that. By the way, those like, oh, top merchandise seller lists that you all see like on Twitter that for some reason omit Cody Rhodes. Those are completely factually incorrect. And I've told the people that post them, hey, these are just top seller estimates. You can, anytime you hit the top seller button, it'll take you to a different thing. I mean, the Fanatics, the head of Fanatics has been on record saying that Cody's the top merch seller. And listen, I had people say, oh, you're a Cody homer. You're burying Roman. Man, I reported those for 3 years when Roman was on top. And I didn't hear people saying that. It was just very, very unusual. And right now, Cody's the top merch seller. It's the long and short of it. So later on, we ended up getting Jey Uso and Damian Priest against the Judgment Day. And of course, you know, Liv gets involved. Backstage, Rhea's nursing her knee. She's on crutches, all that stuff. Rhea did the swerve at the end where she came out hobbling and Liv got in her face. That was a good moment for heat. I like that Rhea is consistently street smart. It's a thing that the Legion of Doom Road Warriors used to do a lot, where just because they're bigger and stronger, like, doesn't mean they can't be beaten. But they didn't want to be like outsmarted. The Legion of Doom would do the thing where, well, if we look dumb, then that's not going to get us over. It's not going to get us over. Somebody says people say Cody leaks shirt sale numbers directly to you. I don't see the numbers. I see the charts. And no, he does not. And if so, I mean, it wouldn't have made sense that we got those for the 3 years prior to him getting into that. It's like when people said that like Dijak leaked me everything. And I'm like, man, I've been getting Raw and SmackDown rundown since 2018. We've been getting those merch charts since like, I think 2019. The Fox week was the first time we got those. Yeah. And man, even when Roman was even when he did the big dog thing that wasn't so good, man, he was still selling merch like crazy back then. Jey Uso, Damian Priest end up winning. They have really leaned into the JD McDonagh having a big ass head thing. Crowd was chanting bobblehead. He does the headbutt. I love how commentary will always be like, oh my God, whenever he does a headbutt. It's phenomenal. Like, they sell it like somebody got blasted with a shotgun, man. It is fantastic. Fantastic. We got Will Chisholm saying, have you heard if Kyrie is okay? Austin saying, is Kyrie okay? And Dark Star saying, probably too early to know. Any update on Kyrie's status after that table accident? Looks like she lost an eye. She didn't lose an eye, as best I know. She was getting checked on backstage. I don't have an update yet. We're going to work on it. I mean, I would be shocked if she wasn't like in a situation where she was stitched up or, you know, probably taking at least a few weeks off after that. That one was tough, man. Like, that was a nasty spot. Let's go ahead and talk about that. This is definitely where Tessitore needs some more experience, for sure. He mixed up Io Sky and Kairi Sane. But Alba Fire and Isla Dawn end up getting the win here. Kairi did that dive off the turnbuckle and hit her face on the corner of the announce table. And it looked gnarly, man. It looked rough. Woof, bro. Like, I just hope she's all right. I thought the match was fine. Alba and Isla have been given a little bit more of an opportunity of late. And I think they're doing pretty good. And I mean, them beating Damage Control is nothing to just pass over. Like, they were a very, very consistently pushed team. But I mean, now we are already just a few weeks into something has got to change with Damage Control. And they're losing top contender matches to the people who just lost the tag team titles. Now, granted, after the performance that Alba and Isla had at Bash in Berlin, I think that, you know, they deserve more of an opportunity. What I want is more substance to these stories. And I can carry this right over into the Pure Fusion collective situation where Shayna defeated Zelina. So they have developed this a little bit, but so much of these stories that happen are, oh, there's a post-match attack, or they run into each other backstage and there's an attack. I want to see different stories. And with the women, I think it's far more easy than with the men, because there are a ton of stories that have kind of been done before with men that those particular stories haven't been broached with women. Now, you've seen Shawn Michaels do it a number of times in NXT, and I think it's worked pretty well. And, you know, people that have been watching wrestling for 20, 30 years will recognize that. But let's be real. There's a whole generation of fans that aren't necessarily familiar with those story beats. Now, also, when you would reuse a storyline in Shawn Michaels' day, there probably wasn't footage of it, right? And now everybody's like, hey, Shawn, we saw you doing that. But Shayna defeats Zelina, and like, I like all these performers. Like, I like Shayna, and I like Sonya, and I like Zoe, and even Zelina and Lyra. I want them to give me a reason to be invested in them. Not just liking them, invested in them. After the match, Sonya called everybody pathetic, said there isn't a woman in the locker room that can take them on and not a man in the crowd that can take them home. And she wants someone to step up. So after the match, backstage, Lyra is talking to Zelina and she's like, oh, we're in Calgary next week. I've got an idea. So FightfulSelect.com had reported a while back, Natalya had re-signed with the company on a multi-year deal. She actually re-signed before her deal was up. They didn't want her to hit free agency. She had really weighed the options of going elsewhere, but they came to a really great deal. But I just love that that Lyra's like, I have an idea. And the idea is to make Natalya fly 7 hours from Tampa to Calgary because she don't live there anymore, friends. She doesn't live there. She's got a pool. She is chilling in Calgary or chilling in Tampa. My gosh. And as Angel points out, didn't Natty agree with Sonya about change? She said, enough is enough and it's time for a change. What if it's a swerve ski?
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
There. Yes, the line about no man can take them home. That was good shit, pal. That was good shit, pal. Really like that. Mike says, update on Lashley. Tony needs to make that call. AEW is definitely interested. There have been internal conversations on that. Absolutely. I could run an update this week, actually. I should probably do that. Steven says, do main roster women need another singles title? I don't think so, because I don't think they book contenders well enough for the top titles. I don't think that they do enough in giving them wins. Like, again, Mi Shen, I think she's been killing it, by the way. But they put her in a title match with a woman that's beaten her twice this summer. I was like, okay. Maddie Mania says, please make it make sense. They had Liv run away from a one-legged Rhea. Well, she wasn't one-legged by the time that ended, right? Like, she threw the crutch away and got beat with a crutch. She was running away from that. Like, listen, I saw somebody, and not to bury this person, because I understand they're passionate about their favorite wrestler. I get that. But I saw people say, oh my God, Rhea can kick out of Oblivion, but Liv can't kick out of the Riptide. And I'm like, would you look at Rhea Ripley? Not everybody is that. Not everybody can be that, and not everybody needs to be that. You need performers like Liv Morgan. And Liv Morgan plays her role wonderfully. And people are like, Rhea was limping, right? It's Rhea Ripley. It's Rhea Ripley. Think of Brock Lesnar 0203, my friends. That's what Rhea Ripley is to this women's division. Will Chisholm says, did Asuka just get her new deal or has she had it? It wouldn't surprise me if, so the Nikki Cross deal came together over the summer. The one that we had reported on FightfulSelect.com. It wouldn't surprise me if that was a thing where Asuka got her deal like within the last month or two, but she got re-signed to another multi-year deal with WWE. PW Insider reported that, and WWE's locking them down. Lots of contracts up this year. Lots of contracts. Terry Allen Jr. says, is Damian Priest soft-spoken? He is. He is. He is sincerely one of the coolest human beings, period. He is a joy to do media with. Rarely will you all hear of us say that somebody's bad to do media with, but there have been a couple, but Damian Priest is always great, man. Like, he is such a cool dude. American Maid defeated the Alpha Academy. This had to happen. Just had to happen. And Ivy got the win with the Dragon Sleeper. Before the match, Chad Gable told the Creed brothers and Ivy Nile that he's sick and tired of losing and being laughed at by Alpha Academy. So, one of the last times that we talked about Maxine Dupri on this show, we talked about her having some really, really bad performances. And I mean like really bad. I could say that, you know, on any given 6 to 8 month period, I might not see a poorly executed WWE match on TV. They're very meticulous. And there were some really bad performances that Maxine is putting forth. This was one of her best performances. Maxine Dupri looked really good. And whether that be because they played to her strengths or they went over the match more ahead of time, whatever it is that they did, this was, I think, one of Maxine Dupri's best performances, if not her best performance. Played to her strengths, did things that she could do and do comfortably. I thought that she did really great in this role for what they needed her to do. And then Ivy Nile beats her. So hats off to Maxine Dupri, who has natural charisma, for sure has natural charisma, but brought it in the ring today in filling out that spot of the match in which she needed to. Also, man, the Creeds are insane. The Creeds are unreal with how good they are. Listen, I think that they really missed the boat on a big, explosive Otis babyface turn. When they had him break away and he didn't like really whip Otis's ass or whip Chad Gable's ass, I think they missed the boat there. They had a real chance, and I don't think that they capitalized on it appropriately. I want to see Akira Tozawa do some NXT stuff. That's what I want to see. I would love that. After the match, Gable announced that American Made wants an 8-man street fight with the Wyatt Six. And Uncle Howdy interrupted, and he said it's been 375 days since his sanity crumbled and his life is no longer his own. He accepted the street fight for next week. So, I mean, you can tell they're leaning into the Bray-style promo with Bo Dallas, which Bo Dallas is not, you know, as nearly as strong as Bray Wyatt in cutting those, but you hear the familiarity in tone, and it makes you feel sentimental. And you can definitely see the familial connections there. And oh, it cuts right to your core, man. Cuts right to your core. But I think he's going to get more and more comfortable doing that. And I'm glad they're giving it a go. Glad they are. And I bet this match will be freaking bananas. Reminder, guys, get in your super chats or humper chats. And man, check out all the great stuff that we've got on Fightful over the past week or so. We had an insane number of interviews. We got Willow Nightingale coming up this week. We had David Finley, Maven, an interview I've wanted to do for so long. Like me and Maven talked about all kinds of stuff ahead of Black Label Pro Crown and Glory, which will stream live on Chris Van Vliet's YouTube channel. But like you've heard him talk about The Undertaker's elimination. I talked to him about the camera work behind it and what he was told to do before then. We talked about the surreal life, him maybe not joining TNA back in the day, not joining Evolution, how he teamed with Goldberg on a live event loop and was told get the hell out of the ring after the match. Survivor Series 03, all kinds of cool stuff. Please check out that interview. Nick Nemeth, my first one with him. We have Mojo Rawley, Jannai Kai. Just an insane number of interviews that we dropped here. Go show them some love. Share them. Leave them thumbs up. Comment on them. I can't tell you how much commenting really, really helps us out. Forever Young Zoe says, what indie stars, free agents would you book if you were starting a promotion in Michigan, January 2025? Well, depending on his health, like it is Jordan Oliver. He's fantastic. Mance Warner. On the women's side, man, it's robust. Like Maggie Lee is there. Heather Reckless is there. There's a ton. J-Rod's really good. Luke Curtis, I would probably have him stopping at like 5 or 6 people that haven't had a ton of exposure. Man, what is this guy talking about? This dude has just been waffling. How much is he getting paid per premium viewer, though? Just because I'm actually curious where the money goes during. Are you talking about having YouTube Premium? Are you coming in here while people are super chatting and humper chatting and subscribing to Fightful Select and waffling at me over the 0.75 cents that I'm getting because you subscribe to YouTube Premium? Come on. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? I am not a nugget, Blackheart. You are a nugget. You are a nugget. Ryan says, any update on the Lucha Bros? When do you think they'll come back? Or will Tony tack on injury time to Phoenix's deal? Okay. Penta had told people that I talked to that his deal was already up a while back. I had heard that Phoenix's was up in September. Now, I don't know. I don't know if Phoenix's is up right now or if it's up in a couple weeks. But if I were Tony Khan, what I would do is say, Penta, come back, put over some teams, like one or two teams, with your brother, and we won't tack on injury time. I think that's fair to everybody involved, right? I mean, it looks like Penta was out there wheeling and dealing well before his AEW deal was up. So I think that's fair. Rafael Garcia says, all right, hear me out. Alpha Academy transfers to Chase U. Thea has a new friend. Chase has TA. Duke has a sidekick. And Sean makes fat bags of cash. Rafael, I love this idea. Hey, I don't know where Alpha Academy sit right now in the tag team division. But I think that that would be a really good idea, especially saying we've got new transfers. I think that's a really, really good idea. I think that's fair. Ryan says people forget Maxine got called up real early. Yeah, but that's a double-edged sword as well. Like, just because you got, I mean, for her, yeah, sure. How are you going to pass that up? But also on WWE's behalf, like they're throwing her into the fire, man. They're throwing them into the fire. And she might not be ready. Bruin says, do you see WWE doing more with Noah and Marigold? Yeah, I do. Boy, did Tavion Heights look good over in Noah. Like, there are some little things like, you know, perhaps you know, distributing the weight a little bit better on some slams and stuff. But God almighty, Tavion Heights looked real good over there. Looked athletic as hell. Looked like a sure thing over there. And yeah, I would say the Marigold thing will continue. I mean, that seemed to be the line of thinking the whole time was that Marigold would do some business with WWE. CM Punk came out to celebrate with Denver. He predictably brought up Patrick Waugh, 96, all that stuff. He says he's going to make a flight back with his wife, his dog. He says that now that personal matters are out of the way with Drew McIntyre, it's time to handle business. And he calls out Gunther after putting Randy Orton through hell. He said, Gunther needs to get used to cult of personality, you know, playing off the memes, you know. Hello, fellow kids. How do you do? That thing. But as CM Punk celebrated, Drew McIntyre beat the piss out of CM Punk. Now, on the Bash in Berlin review that I did with Santi's app. Please check that out. Show it some love. I was like, now listen, man. CM Punk grabbed that thing, that bracelet, and kissed all on it. He was like, smoochy beachies. And that had been directly on Drew McIntyre's ball sack. Not only his ball sack, my friends, his very sweaty ball sack. After an extended match. And CM Punk was getting awfully affectionate with it. Well, Drew McIntyre, knowing that CM Punk had done that, said, you know what? How about some more? Ripped it apart. Thank God he tore up that dumbass bracelet. I am so sick of this freaking bracelet. And then just shove them all in CM Punk's mouth. The beads, the ball sack beads. And then, bam, Claymore. Punk spit them out everywhere. I love that spot. I did that with Shaza. She put candy corn in my mouth, hit me with a stunner, spit it everywhere. It's a good time, right? It's a good time. What do you think the BetOnline odds would be of CM Punk actually washing that? For years, you've seen BetOnline AG's odds on Fightful, whether it be wrestling, MMA, or boxing. That's who we trust. 25 plus years, they've been trusted online by millions. They've got a safe and secure environment. They've got payouts in minutes, high credit card acceptance, the earliest lines, the fastest payouts, and the industry's best bonuses. Whether you want to play games, whether you want to bet on basketball, MMA, boxing, wrestling, baseball, hockey, anything, check them out. You may say, wait, you can bet on wrestling? Yes, you can bet on wrestling. We've been giving you betting odds on wrestling for so long and giving you some good underdog picks as well. I think we hit a 9 in our first few months just working with BetOnline AG. So check it out for yourself. Of course, we want you to only bet what you can, and please bet responsibly. Check out our friends over at BetOnline AG. Plus 2,500 that he washed it. There ain't no way he washed it. Zero chance that he washed it. I think my favorite part of this segment was Joe Tessitore, after it was abundantly clear that it was Drew McIntyre, goes, "It's Drew McIntyre in a hoodie." Thanks, Joe. Oh, God. Turbo says he finally broke the bracelet. Yeah, he did. It's Drew McIntyre in a hoodie. Amazing. So the beatdown was phenomenal. Like, first off, I'm glad that they got rid of that damn bracelet. Hell yeah. The obligatory CM Punk hockey reference is like a rib at this point. Referencing a meme is like a rib at this point. But that ass whooping was good stuff, brother. Some Claymores, and then CM Punk gets put on the gurney. Who knows? Like, this is probably to write him off for a few weeks so he's not on, doesn't have to come to TV. But yeah, they're very clearly setting up for something for Bad Blood, likely Hell in a Cell, right? I thought they did a great job here, especially with whatever bleeding from the mouth occurred there. Drew McIntyre and CM Punk keep bringing it whenever it's physical. Whenever it's physical. Abraham says, update on Kyrie. I looked really bad. She posted a tweet with a thumbs up. Steven says, Julia looks like a legit ass kicker. Great hire. I mean, she works snug, my friends. That's something to definitely watch for moving forward, is that woman works snug. Ilya Dragunov defeated Dragon Lee and Dominic Mysterio. Dominic ended up getting run off during this. Carlito interfered for Dom, and then Priest ran him off. It led to the back and forth few minutes with Dragon Lee and Dragunov. No relation there, by the way. But I thought this was really solid outside of one like little botch that they recovered from very well. I want to see these two go at it. I want to see these two in the lab together for a full match, one-on-one. All due respect to Dominic Mysterio. I think he's great at his role and his what he does there. But I think that Dragon Lee and Dragunov need to have a one-on-one match. But I understand that because of the way that WWE has consistently, or inconsistently rather, booked Dragon Lee on TV, there's not necessarily a spot for that right now. Ryan says, do you think Dragon Lee is going to get regular time, or is this to appease the internet crowd? Would be fine with him tagging with Rey. Him teaming with Rey would be phenomenal and a great addition to that division. Like, we mentioned Alpha Academy. going to NXT as the transfers of Chase U for a little while. Well, why not have Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee fill that void in the babyface element of the tag team division, as we thank DRD for being a new member here. I think that would be really, really good. Ilya Dragunov winning, that's good in general, because you want to keep giving that guy wins because he performs at such an elite level, and you keep putting him in these big match spots because he's so good. He's so sympathetic. He's great at selling. He's great at everything, but he's really, really good at being sympathetic, right? So you have to build him up. You have to give him these wins as well. Ilya ends up moving on. Nicholas says, when and who do you think beats every champion in WWE? If there's too many titles to count, you can just do Raw since it's the Raw post show. Well, we will do that. Who are the champions right now? Gunther? I think Cena beats him. Yep. I think Cena beats him. I think eventually Rhea beats Liv back for that title. Judgment Day, I'm going to go with not the Creeds. I mean, Awesome Truth is done for a while. I kind of think that Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee might end up taking that one. And Braun Breaker, I think that's a big TBD, brother. I think that is a TBD. I don't think he's letting go of that thing for a long time. I think eventually we might see Gunther versus Braun Breaker for the Intercontinental title again. That's how long I think he holds it. I think he holds it well past that. Sammy and Jay, Vin mentioned. Sammy and Jay, there you go. That would make sense as well. Jay Stone says, Michael Cole was right about having a GM that makes him feel safe now. Raw is an unsafe working environment. Dre and Dragon and Ray need to win the tag titles. Yeah, I would be fine with them adding Sammy and Jay to the tag team division, but also, like, you're back where you were with Jay Uso. That's what keeps happening is Jay gets put in these big positions and, like, it wasn't the right time for him to be world champion. It's not the right time for him to be intercontinental champion right now, unless you are immediately ascending Braun Breaker, which we saw them interact backstage. And oh, that was good shit, man. Braun Breaker saying, no member of your family has ever whipped a member of my family's ass, even though they have. They definitely have. Braun Breaker's like, that ain't changing, buddy. That was so good. But Sammy and Jay in the tag division works, and Ray and Dragon Lee works as well. Lucha Bros versus Ray and Lee. Yeah, if the Lucha Brothers come over, and that was a thing that Penta wanted. He wanted to be on the main roster. He did not want to go to NXT. And it was a package deal situation. Boy, that'd be good. And again, I think that's good. Like, I think the Alpha Academy stuff is stagnant, no fault of their own. And they would add something to NXT. Like, they really fit that mold of NXT right now. And a lot of people can learn from them. And then Maxine can also get reps on anything, on Level Up, on NXT, all that. Someday we're going to get Julia versus Rhea. Oh boy, they will knock the living shit out of one another, friends. Unfortunate news that Bronson Reed got COVID and was sidelined from tonight's show. FightfulSelect.com, the best $5 in the business, or $54 a year, reported that Braun Strowman would be filling in. He was listed and ended up winning, which, you know, I'm fine with as well. Sheamus, Ludwig Kaiser involved in this. Pete Dunne gets involved, ends up helping things out. Braun Strowman had to profess that he was cleared and go get cleared and all that stuff. And Adam Pearce is like, listen, man, if you're good to go and you're cleared, I'll let you do it, but I don't really want to. Pete Dunne attacked Sheamus, broke his shillelagh. So you further that as well. Ludwig Kaiser, I'm on board with him, man. He had that killer match on Friday. Undertaker's on board with this man. He is delivering. He looks the part, everything. What I would do if I were an agent in WWE is stop. I would tell numerous people to stop doing the same spot. And what I mean is you have the Intercontinental champion and two people in this match who do the, oh, I'm going to start running and charge up around the ring thing and then run into a move to you. One person. Let one person do it. I mean, it was the Braun spot for a long time, the Braun Strowman spot. I feel like it's Braun Breakers now, but he doesn't do it that much. The backstage segment was so good. Jackie Redmond goes up to Pete Dunne, and Pete Dunne is like, just tell him an old friend sent him a message talking about Sheamus. And Jackie Redmond goes, so should I tell him it came from Butch? He wasn't happy at all. Now, they're very clearly conjuring up Butch chants. They want you to chant Butch whenever Sheamus is facing him. And listen, right now, WWE is very good at getting people to cheer the baby faces, boo the heels, and chant what they want. Like right now, the audience is along for the ride. And when the show is cohesive and good, usually the crowd will do that. They revolted for a long time because the show sucked. But now that the show doesn't suck, they're like, no, we'll go along with it. Sure. So I'd imagine he's going to get those chants. Jay Miller says, Sheamus done bad blood. Braun just looking odd. Listen, I'm glad also that Braun got a win in this situation as well, because Bronson Reed is going to come back from COVID after just destroying Braun Strowman, but Braun Strowman should not be destructible. He's the guy that tears shit up, right? So I kind of like this. And Bronson Reed has another reason to dislike Braun Strowman. Please leave a thumbs up. Get those super chats and humper chats in. People asking about Odyssey Jones. I updated that at the beginning of the show. Guther comes out, touted the historic gate number for WWE Bash in Berlin. I'll have some more merch stuff tomorrow in the Raw update as well. But he can now claim he's beaten the greatest version of Randy Orton. And he's interrupted by Sami Zayn. FightfulSelect.com, best $5 in the business, reported this today. So Sami Zayn wants a title shot. And Gunther just says no. Sami taunts Gunther and saying he's the only person to pin Gunther since he's been on the main roster. So, I'm conflicted on this. I am all for Gunther and Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn has beaten Gunther before. So, you could at least make sense of it in that way. Okay? Sami Zayn's beaten him before, sure. Last time we saw Sami Zayn, though, he was losing back-to-back title matches. And I'm like, damn, man, like WWE is getting far too comfortable with just not giving title challengers wins and then explaining it away. Like they did that with Kevin Owens. Like his character was like, I don't deserve this. And then they did a good job explaining it away by Cody saying, well, you deserved it all the times you got screwed out of it. And then you had Piper Niven, who hadn't won a match in ages. And Mee Chin, at least, you know, beat Tiffany Stratton, but had lost to Nia Jax twice. I almost said Nikki Cross. Alba Fire and Isla Dawn hadn't won matches ahead of their tag team title run. You know what I mean? Like, and we're looking at Sami Zayn, and he lost to Braun Breaker, had a DQ win over Dominic, won the tag match that should get him a tag title shot, but no contest against Ilya Dragunov, and then we're already into his IC title run. It's like, since Gunther said no, let's get him some wins. And somebody says Zelina as well when she challenged Liv. Exactly. Like, it's becoming too common. And wins and losses are the core of everything. Because your prizes should mean something, and you get those by winning them. And you should get your opportunities at those by winning them. Even if it's a gauntlet, a battle royal, a top contender match, something like that. It's been 2 months since Zayn got a pinfall singles win. Let him win. Now, I understand we're in a situation where it's like, oh, well, he's goading him into the... I see that. I mean, Randy Orton got a title shot just because he didn't get pinned in the King of the Ring tournament, and they made good sense of that. They're doing a pretty decent job of explaining to you why at least about half of these people that haven't been winning matches are getting title shots. But it seems a lot easier to me just have them win some matches, brother. Just have them win some matches. I think that's important. They did a segment backstage, by the way, where Karrion Kross told The Miz that he needed someone that he could count on and says that his truth is currently out, by the way. Guys, if you're watching this, please leave a thumbs up. Please subscribe. All that good stuff. Boris says, has Swerve WWE story been debunked? So the story was that WWE did not feel like Swerve should have been offered that deal because it was above their perceived market value of him. I can't speak to that. I have not talked to anybody in the company that would confirm that, but I'm also not going to say that Dave didn't because I don't know. I know who people in AEW think it was that said that. Not ready to put a name on that and send vitriol their way without like nailing some down for that, but listen, Swerve is getting paid very well. They've been working on this deal for a while, and they wanted to get it done well before he had the opportunity to shop himself elsewhere. Guys, thank you all so much for dealing with me muting myself. I will be gone this Wednesday. I won't be doing the Hump or the post-AEW show. We have a different cast for the AEW show. I will be in Chicago at the Black Label Pro Crown and Glory show, where they're doing a wrestler combine with a whole lot of like Moose and Jordan Grace and Mandy Rose and the former Riddick Moss. A lot of cool stuff. It is streaming live and free on Chris Van Vliet's YouTube. We interviewed Maven and Mojo ahead of that. And then in the weeds, interviewed the former Emma and Madcap Moss. And also, Beyond the Bell at 10 a.m. tomorrow with Andrew Zarian. Make sure you guys check that out. Guys, thank you all so much again. Please check out all the interviews that we have on the channel because we have so many, so freaking many. Please show them some love and subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. We're out.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.